Hello, for the 700th fucking time, I'm going to introduce myself. This is Chris Johnson. Way back, fucking, goddamn, 8 years ago? 7 years ago? Whenever the fuck episode 100 was. I hadn't actually planned on, like, doing anything special for 100. Even though it wasn't, like, special, I just fucking referenced it. But, like, I worked with people at the time. They're like, what are you gonna do for fucking 100? I was like, fuck, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I was just gonna put out, like, a normal fucking episode. And then, like, because I'm a neurotic asshole, like, super fucking anxious, I'm always like, I can't break the fucking streak now. I have to keep referencing it. It was a big deal once. I guess it's still a big deal. But I don't really know if it's a big deal. It is fucked up, though, that there are 700 of these. When I first started doing it in August of 2016, I didn't really know what to fucking expect. I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing. A couple people, actually more than a few people, a decent amount of people told me that I should fucking do one. And I was like, I guess, I don't know. Like, should I? I don't even know what the fuck that is. There's like a weird cocktail of shit that happened that prompted me to start it. And then when I started it, I didn't know how long it would last. I didn't know if anybody would listen. I didn't know if anybody would fucking care. But it got a, you know, a decent enough response. Like, holy fuck, people are listening to this bullshit? Wow. I guess I anticipated that nobody would fucking listen to it. Because, like, I view myself, like, Chris Johnson in the real world as completely fucking irrelevant. As somebody that, like, people will fucking talk to. And if I'm working with you, we'll fucking chat. And I got a handful of fucking friends. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't really fucking matter. Like, nobody really thinks, like, I wonder what Chris Johnson's thinking. I don't really have any, like, special skills or talents other than this fucking deep voice and the ability to fucking run my mouth and string some fucking incoherent thoughts together. I was like, I just don't fucking know. Like, who's gonna listen to me and my shit? You know what I mean? Who the fuck in their right mind is gonna be interested in my bullshit? I'm very self-conscious about a lot of shit. I don't come across like that if you meet me in person, but, like, I mean, I just fucking am. It's just how things are. Like, if I have a weird interaction, I'm gonna replay that interaction over 8,000 times in my fucking head, thinking, like, did they think it was weird? I thought it was weird. It was a little bit weird. Was it weird? Maybe it wasn't that weird. No, you're being too tough on yourself. It wasn't that weird. It was kind of normal. Yeah, but was it normal? I mean, you said this and they reacted like this. If you said this, what if they reacted like a different way? If you could have said this or maybe not said this? Or how about you just shut the fuck up and stay home and not have these fucking awkward interactions? That's what goes through my fucking head all the time. But I didn't know how it would go and enough people listened to it. And then it got, like, big enough for me to keep doing it. I don't really know how big it is, but, like, big enough for a fucking random asshole to keep doing it. Which is really as big as I would need. Like most things, I feel like a lot more people listen to it early. But that's just like people are trying it out. They're like, who is this random asshole that is just yelling into a goddamn microphone? Like, who fucking is this guy? So a lot of people check that shit out early. Like the early episodes had like a lot of people fucking listening to it. And then, you know, it fucking drops off over time and people go in and out. I'll talk to people. They'll be like, hey, I haven't listened to your shit in a while. And then they'll listen to like fucking 30 episodes. Listen, I'm just glad you fucking know who the fuck I am at this point. You know what I mean? This podcast will be 7 years old in August of this year. Like, I'm just fucking glad a couple things. One, that my ass is still alive. Two, that my ass is doing as well as I am, because early Chris Johnson was not doing well in these podcasts. And three, that I got enough of a fucking following that people are still listening to my shit. And I've had a couple jobs since then. So, like, I feel like this has spread to a pretty decent cross-section of individuals. One motherfucker told me, a dude I went to high school with, who checks in from time to time, he lives in Texas or something. He's like, bro, I went into a fucking elevator today, and somebody's listening to your fucking podcast, like, on his phone. What? Just some random fucking Texan? Really? I mean, I don't know why the fuck he would lie about it, so I believe the story. I feel like there's a large amount of just random people listening to me, which I couldn't fathom when I was doing it. When I first started doing it, I was like, well, my buddies are gonna hear it. And if they get a kick out of it, then that's fucking enough for me. And it's kind of like something that keeps my head on straight. Like, listen, I'm doing well, but like, I'm still fucked up. You know what I mean? I still gotta do all these things to like keep my head in order. I don't have to do as many things because I'm not in as bad a shape as I was 7 years ago, but I gotta do a lot of things. And this is one of the things that fucking helps my ass. Turning on a goddamn microphone and fucking ranting and then just taking that, putting it into a bottle and throwing it into the fucking ocean. And then it just washes up on shore and somebody just listens to it. Like, that's all I need, baby. I can't talk to people in real life because I don't want to, but I still need to be heard. So what better way to be fucking heard than just to record a bunch of random thoughts and irritations and personal shit and just like putting it out there for all to fucking hear? I don't really know how many people listen. I see some metrics. I see like the Podbean metrics and I see like Facebook metrics, but I don't really know like where Facebook gets the numbers from, because the numbers at Facebook are all fucked up. Sometimes it's like fucking like 70 views and sometimes it's like 15 views. So like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if people are just like, I'm going to take a couple weeks off from this fucking asshole. I'll be back next week. But it is weird because when I started it, I wasn't thinking like, you know what, man? I bet you I'm still going to be doing this shit in 7 years. I don't really have any plans. I started this podcast the same way I start fucking anything else. Like, let's just fucking see what happens, you know? And every fucking 100 episodes, like, people are still listening to it. So like, we're going to keep rolling along. I still enjoy it. I hope you still enjoy it. And that's enough for me. I haven't thought about like fucking ending it. It's just kind of like something that I do now. I do wish, in all honesty, that I was able to get these fucking things out earlier. Like I say Sundays and Wednesdays, but I feel like I put them out late on Sundays and Wednesdays. I'd prefer to put this shit out earlier on Sundays and Wednesdays, but because of my schedule now that I picked up the current job I'm at for, you know, the last 18 months or so, it's more difficult to do that. It was easy to put this shit out on Sundays and Wednesdays when I had these really fucked up hours and I was up at like fucking 4 a.m. My ass is still up at 4 a.m, but it's like different now. So I'll try. This is me telling you that I'm going to try to get these shits out earlier on Sundays and Wednesdays so it feels more like a Sunday, Wednesday thing and not like a fucking Monday, Thursday thing. But anyway, I love you. Thanks for listening to my shit and keeping my ass going. I'll be back Sundays or Wednesdays. Starting another 100 next time out. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every goddamn episode's there. All fucking 700. But you can also find me on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline.